Godspeed and welcome to this Sunday school session. I will give a few directions to you here and to you by your phone. I will show the pictures from here and I will ask the children, what do they see? And whoever notices what they would say by raising their hand and tell what they see in the child. And it would be good this way that we could hear the voices of children. At the beginning of this Sunday school, we will quieten ourselves for the opening prayer. This prayer has been put together by the Lapen Ranta Sunday School students. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the gift of life and for creating all plants and animals. Thank you that you sent Jesus to earth to reconcile our sins. Thank you for father and mother, for children and close relatives. Thank you that we have received a home where we can live. Thank you for food and drink which we can daily enjoy. We want to also thank you for angels that you have sent to protect us. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you would protect us from evil so that nothing bad would happen. Send your angels to protect us so that we would not fall from any high heights, that we would not see nightmares, and that no thieves would break in. Grant us beautiful weather. We ask that we can believe our sins forgiven and that we would remain as believers. Let our children grow up and remain obedient unto their parents. We want to pray on behalf of father and mother, on behalf of all family members, on behalf of grandmother and grandfather, on behalf of aunt, uncle, cousin, and all relatives, on behalf of classmates and all our friends. Protect them as you have also promised to protect us. Give them strength to believe and guide our unbelieving friends to become your children. Bless our Sunday school session so that we can experience the joy of believing and the mutual love of the children of God. These we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. The theme of this Sunday school is, we are not in different positions before God. It means that all people are of equal value before God. In the Bible, it reads, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. God created the spirit of man to be for eternity and gave man a duty for temporal life and gave him wisdom to govern all life on earth. The adversary of God, the enemy of souls, wants people to separate themselves from God. Therefore, the adversary of God lured the first human pair, Eve and Adam, to breach the will of God in paradise. The fall into sin took place, and the image of God in man corrupted. Sin separates man from God and causes spiritual death. The consequences of sin are greed and selfishness, which is why we humans offend each other, and by our actions we corrupt the God-created nature. However, God has not abandoned the man he created. He only loves us and wants to save us from the power of sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Therefore, every man is created by God and is equally loved by God. Every human life has a purpose, and every person receives the faith of a child as a gift at birth. Even all of us adults have once been small babies at birth and have needed a lot of care and nutrition before we grew up. Even I am already so old that my children have already grown up, and I am already a grandfather to four small children. I have noticed that children love to look at photos, and often our older grandchildren, Emil and Olga, ask, "Show us photos, Grandpa." My good friend Lasse Kokko's hobby is photography, and once I knew the theme of this Sunday school session, I asked Lasse to send me photos that pertain to this theme, so that we can now look at them together and think about what they tell us about God's love and care towards us people. What do you see in this picture? Raise your hand. What do you see? There's a baby's picture. Many of you knew. And he has a sweet face. Jesus taught his disciples about the faith of a child, saying, "Verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." The same situation is described in the Gospel of Matthew as follows: "And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me." Jesus illustrates how the Heavenly Father takes care of his children, and he sends his angels to protect them as follows: "Take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven." Guardian angels are written about beautifully in Psalms 34, 7, 8. What do you see in this picture? A person? Is he big or small? What size people? What do you see there? Children? There are children there. In this picture, the child is a little bigger than the former picture. And the child is sitting in someone's lap. Isn't it so? In the picture, we see that the child is looking from his mother's lap over his mother's shoulder. A mother's lap is a safe place from where it is good to observe what is happening in the environment. The throng of God, the kingdom of God here upon the earth, united by the Holy Spirit, is to us children of God like a trustworthy mother who cares for us and takes care of us. Many people lose their childhood faith, which was given as a gift at birth, as they cannot live in the care of the kingdom of God. At this Sunday school, there are many fortunate children who have been born into a Christian home and who have been able to grow in the midst of the kingdom of God and who have preserved that most precious faith, which is childhood faith, in their hearts. What do you see in this picture? A forest and trees and people. Yes. Two children and a forest. What kind of thoughts did this picture arise in the Sunday school teacher? The bigger child walk the, in the third photo, we see two children walking in the forest. The bigger child walks ahead, and the smaller child holds the bigger child by the hand. In front of them, in between the forest trees, we can see a little part of a home to where the children are going. The bigger child sees the home between the trees and knows how to go there. All of us children of God are traveling this mutual journey of faith. The destination of our faith is the heavenly home. Even on this trip, we are in danger of getting lost if we do not keep our gaze on that heavenly home. On this heavenward journey, we need trustful escorts, sisters or brothers, who redirect us when we are in danger of getting lost. In Ecclesiastes, the significance of a close escort in a person's life is described in this way. Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. What do you see in this picture? People? Where are these people? Yes, people. Adults? People? And the Sunday school teacher will now tell what this brought to his mind. In this photo, we see the faces of youth in the light of the evening sun. The youth in the summer service tent are listening carefully to someone keeping a speaking turn or to a sermon from which they receive strengthening for their faith. The gift of faith is the most precious treasure which a person can receive. It pays to cherish it and take care of it. The sermon of the living Word of God warns us of the dangers of sin, awakens people deceived by sin. The word of the law, by the word of the law, invites unbelievers onto repentance, and if it is God's will, also gives birth to living faith into a person's heart. God grants a person the gift of faith without any merit of his own. The sermon of the God of the Word of God also comforts and feeds the children of God and strengthens faith in the promises of God's Word. The child sees in here some old man. We see that there are different aged people in this picture. As the children said, they are helping someone who is going in with walking sticks, and others keep the door open. In our old age, we may need help and support to make it through everyday life and in moving around. Someone may become ill also at a younger age, or may become ill already at birth with that kind of illness that limits his life and requires constant care. Isaiah, the prophet of the Old Testament, beautifully describes God's care in this way. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, and even to your old age I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear you. Bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. What can you see here? Birds? Can somebody notice which birds they are. What kind? These birds are doves. Do you children remember whether the Bible tells of the birds of heaven or of doves? Does the Bible tell of that? Perhaps you don't remember, but I will tell you. What does it say about birds in the Bible? I don't remember. Well, I will tell you. The Holy Spirit is often described by a picture of a dove. It is connected to the baptism of Jesus. John, the last prophet of the Old Testament, baptized Jesus in the river of Jordan. In Luke 3:21-22, it reads, "Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." Jesus taught us to trust in the care-keeping of God by watching how God takes care of the birds of heaven in Matthew 6:25-26. The Heavenly Father knows all of our needs and wants to take good care of us. Does anybody notice what is in this picture? What can you see? He's waiting for the train. Everybody notices this, I'm sure. In this picture, we see people at the train station. Someone is leaving on a trip, others returning. Many have an escort with them, or someone who has come to meet them at the station. There may also be some lonely traveler in the midst of the travelers. In this world, there are many people who are searching for and questioning the purpose of their lives. They are traveling somewhere, but the destination of their trip is lost. The Word of God shows a person the way of life, which brings one to everlasting life in heaven. Jesus said in John 14:6, he says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." What do we see here? We see a picture of a globe. What do we see in the globe? Land, countries, water, the globe. What is the blue in the picture in the globe? Water. In this picture, we see the globe, which shows all the countries and all different bodies of water. After his death, Jesus appeared unto his apostles and gave them a duty. which is said, told to us in Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. We can also proclaim this inviting message of joy, the gospel, to all people, even yet today. We want to invite all people onto this way of heaven. Can you see what is in this picture? Does it look like a funeral? It is dark. It may look like a funeral because it is such a dark picture. It is the summer tent of summer services. This picture has been taken at Äänekoski summer services, where the motto was, Your sins are forgiven unto you. Jesus said those words in his time to a paralyzed person who believed the words of Jesus and was healed. A few teachers of the law who were present thought that Jesus reviles God, and they thought that only God can forgive sins. They did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God who had the authority to forgive sins. Before his resurrection, Jesus gave that same authority and duty to preach God's word, the perfect sermon of redemption, to his own followers, saying, as in John 20, 22 to 23, And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith, unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. God has, however, proclaimed in his holy word, or in the Bible, he has proclaimed that this duty belongs to the children of God, the duty of forgiving sins. The children of God proclaim sins forgiven by the power of the Holy Spirit, according to the commandment of Jesus. Jesus himself rejoiced that God had given his power to his disciples when the disciples returned into the midst of the people. And this is told in Luke 10, 21. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. At the end of this session, we can still believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And we pray that we would remain as children of God, and we would one day reach our heavenly home. We will quieten ourselves for the closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of faith, which we can possess by faith. Guide the lost children into your kingdom yet today, so that they can also rejoice about faith and about being a partaker of his grace. Keep us as your children to the end of our lives, so that we would one day reach you at our heavenly home. In Jesus' name, amen.